All right, welcome back to Patrick Horror. We're just, this is the start of episode 13, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
We recorded for... we're recording a second time today, which is, I believe, a first for us. We haven't done that in... ever, ages. I think. Anyway. Welcome. When we last left off, you know what happened. Lavina freaked out a little bit in a cave. You had... You had just barely defeated, the snow beast, and you were all free to finally leave this cave. Jess has cleared the rubble. You had long rested.
Oh.
Set up a little campfire inside this cave and long rested.
Can we act out what we did in our long rests?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Because you're vampires, and most of you don't actually sleep.
Yeah, baby.
Well, I took a minute to gather my bearings. I just had 10 spells.
You dropped your 1,000 ball bearings?
All of them. I lost all of them.
You lost 1,000 ball bearings?
Yeah, I did. I had 10
spells.
All right,
so you spent the last 8 hours running after and collecting 1,000 ball bearings.
No, I did kind of lose my shit and had 10 spells shoot out of me all at once. Yeah, it was bad. And so it took me a minute to recover from that. And I would say I would gather blood from that giant beast we killed.
Oh,
I believe I would be looking at this Luke guy, Lucas.
Lucas Starweaver, yes.
Did he have woken up during this long rest?
Who, by the way, this is totally unrelated. I need to just say, though, this character has no relation at all to the fictional character Luke Skywalker. From the Star Wars series, owned by the Walt Disney Company.
Yeah, he's named after George Lucas, with them. Though.
No, fuck, he's not. It's just, he's named after my friend, Lou Kiss, is his name.
Frontman of
anyway,
Kiss.
Frontman of Kiss, Lou Kiss. We're also unaffiliated with them. Anyway, yes, he is awoken. Well, not really. He did sleep through the long rest. So he's awake in the morning, but right now we're acting out what we did during the long rest.
Well, then I tie him down.
Alrighty.
It's like I don't dislike him, but I don't trust him, you know?
Yeah.
I also get... I would like to get the light rapier from Drogats. I think he had it. The other one.
I thought you already got one.
I had
Lucas.
One.
Yeah, you stole
I
Luke's.
Want the other one. Because they're not... I want them both, but not like... They're going to be worse than my psychic knives, probably. I just want them.
I mean, that's fair.
Okay. Alright, Drogats. Act that out. You two are going to have to.
Hey, Lauren.
Hey, can I have the light rapier?
Oh, you mean the little funny sword thing your friend dropped?
No, I didn't throw that to you.
Not sure about my friend. Yeah, I threw that to you. Not sure if I would call him my friend, but it's mostly a safety thing. It's an incredibly dangerous weapon.
Well, it's a good thing. I'm great with weapons. You just you leave this to me, I will get a handle on it.
Wow.
Let me tell you, I'll be the best in the West. Let me tell you. So I think you should, you know, maybe let me keep it.
I can maybe let you keep it.
If you drop a light rapier vertical, does it go? Does it just burn a hole through the earth?
Sorry, what was that, Lord?
I will think about letting you have it after you've had sufficient training, but I don't trust you to not cut your own head off.
Well,
that
how
is
about
a very
this?
Valid concern.
I won't use it in battle until I've properly trained with it. I also won't ever turn it on unless I'm training with it.
Attuned.
Attuned.
Wink.
Oh. I'm gonna side link you. Wow, 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 wow. What, Drogats? What would happen if you dropped that thing?
Wow, wow, wow. Well, you know, I'm not quite sure, but I might find out one day.
That doesn't sound very.
I'm not gonna try it, but.
Okay.
Are you having a telepathic communication in the middle of our conversation? That's very rude.
I'm sorry.
No.
Rude.
You know what?
I like that
rude.
You say that out loud.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
but I think I
game.
Would like to keep this, you know, with your permission. You know, you
It also isn't ours.
Okay, but when has that ever stopped us from taking things?
Fair point.
Are you really teaching the child that stealing is okay?
We've already talked.
You know what? That's a good idea. Okay.
I was gonna say, yeah, what was Drogatz's, like...
Drogatz shot a kid.
Lorien has some great role models.
Yeah, Lorien's got the best of the best to look up to here.
Alright, so as long as I want it, I can just steal it? Is that the plan?
No.
Are you saying that to me?
Yes, you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna let you steal it.
No, I meant like things in general. You can try. Like, if I want something, I can just take it?
Things? Oh. I mean, sure. I mean, that's gotten me pretty far in life, actually.
Interesting.
Keep it in mind, kid, it's a...
Where's Jess and Lavina right now?
Jess and Lavina. Lavina's collecting her ball bearings.
I'm not. I'm like...
Where are the responsible
people? Lori is really being turned into a rogue right now.
I'm hanging out with Anaya.
Anaya, what are you doing in this cave?
Throwing up.
Just fall asleep in the cave?
He's sick. He got poisoned.
Yeah, because we're resting. Oh yeah, I guess he is sick. I'm nursing
him. Well, no, you're resting.
Poisoning him.
Yeah.
I imagine Anaya is still feeling at least a little bit like shit, even though she got over it. So she's like... hunched over some sort of source of warmth, just eating. Trying to recover.
Alright.
Hi.
Yes.
So, during that period of time, I'll have also gathered a nice little vial of blood from the giant, from the giant thing-a-thang. And I would then spend the night meditating and kind of introspectively focusing on my energy coursing through my body. And once again, I take the two halves of the bolt in hand, I put them together, and I just try to like feel its energy. And I'm just gonna like, I'm gripping onto this thing with all my might, and I'm just thinking of a tune in my head. That
You're thinking of a tune.
A tune. A very specific tune.
How does a tuning work again? We've never used attunement before.
I don't know.
I'm Googling it.
The funny part is, I wasn't even thinking of attuning like that, a tune. I was just thinking of totally not a copyrighted tune that I was thinking of playing as I
Thunderstruck.
Held the lightning in my hand.
Also a tune with my light rapier, not light saber or sword.
You might have to ask Lorien's help for that, because that does take more than just, it takes training.
I might go
because I'm trying to bond with the lightning in this bowl.
If we keep Lucas around, I might go to him.
We're not keeping Lucas around. I hate to break it to you.
Roll me a d20.
Alrighty.
It's not how this is typically done, but that's how I'm going to make you do it.
8.
No.
Do I get blasted again?
Yes. Chad, you see Chad's skeleton buzz for a second and shoots up into the ceiling.
Middle of the night, just...
Yeah, he put a fork in the outlet.
Maybe I should stop doing that.
I will figure this out. I am adamant of it.
Drogatz, what are you doing tonight?
I want to talk to Lucas.
He's asleep.
He is both asleep and tied up.
Well, I was going to talk to him anyways if he was tied up.
No, he's sleeping. He's asleep. He's a normal guy.
Normal man.
I have something I want to do now.
Okay, well then, I'm going to jump, sit down and play solitaire.
Okay.
With the cards I have.
Lorien, what's up?
After this revelation given to me by Drogatz, I'm going to try and steal the loot again.
roll a stealth or sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand. To fucking god.
Sleight of hand. Yes.
That 20.
Oh, okay.
25.
Dude.
Okay, I'm not. I can't, I'm sorry, but it is a natural 20.
It is a nat 20.
Lorian, while Chad is busy getting blasted into the fucking ceiling, you get into his bag and you take Chad's loot.
I have it now. I don't know what I want to do with it. I just have it.
Okay, yeah.
I think you offered to fix it
originally. Yeah, you've been offering to fix it.
But she might just want it. Just for keeps.
No, I think I just
Drogon
wanted
it said
it
was okay.
Did he? Oh, yeah, he did say it's okay.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, it's like the older brother thing. Like, I only want it because they have it. All right.
All right, I'm bored now. I give it back.
Okay, you put it back
hand
in the,
it to
in
him,
pack.
Or do you...
No, I put it back where I got it.
You don't try to play it, right?
No.
Okay.
So you just, like, casually, like...
I just wanted to steal it.
How do we want this to happen? Do you want me to see you putting it back?
Do you?
I think you could get away with it.
I don't think I would try to do that.
No, net 20, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you took it without me seeing it all. But and you rolled a nat 20. Do you want me to see you putting it back or no?
I don't. I'm not trying to hide it.
You're not trying to hide it. So, after I got zapped, you know, obviously I'd be a little spent from that. And then I would, I guess after I got zapped, I would have gone and went to go play cards with Drogats, which would have been a very convenient time for you to have put my loot back after growing bored of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Jonathan, what's on tonight's agenda?
Just kind of sit around the campfire doing like a journal, just express getting thoughts out while he's just sitting there.
Okay.
Writing letters to Corellia.
Jonathan, you hear what sounds like just kind of like a wet slapping sound.
Oh,
what?
And it's not Chad.
Is it Chad?
Huh? Is it just me?
No, the...
Boy, and Afnir.
And Lucas.
You, Afnir, and Lucas.
And possibly Anaya. Anaya is not... Does Anaya require sleep?
Yeah.
No.
I thought...
Anaya's not a vampire.
Anaya sleeps.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess Anaya too, then.
Is right. Lorian now going to sleep?
Yeah, Lorian, I imagine
I
you're
like
going
sleeping.
To sleep after this.
I don't need to, but I like it.
Alright. Back to that wet slapping.
I want you to think about what you just said.
Jonathan, thought about it, that's why I said it.
Yeah, that's why I said it that way.
Cool.
You hear it just like growing louder and louder. The rest of you, I imagine you hear it, but don't, for some reason, like, typically you would pay this more mind, but right now you just don't seem to.
It's a cave,
yeah, there's a lot of...
I'm spent.
There's a lot of sounds, and Lavina in particular is fucking exhausted.
My favorite album by the Beach Boys.
Jonathan, though, you know what this is. This is the telltale sound of a fish out of water. You hear slapping, you hear, like, dripping... and you look to the ground next to you. I imagine you're kind of like huddled up with your knees
just
to your chest.
Like this.
Yeah. And about 3 feet away of you, and very slowly slapping closer, is what looks to be like a little red fish with an envelope in its mouth, like a Magikarp type deal.
Am I used to this? The fish messenger?
Yes.
All right, Jonathan. I assume goes wide eyed after having not seen a messenger fish in ages.
In
darts over to it as fast as he can.
In the maw of this messenger fish is this sort of cyan blue envelope with a golden seal with a letter R pressed into it with a little wax seal. And this is a letter from the Reef Hearts.
I gotta get my cigarettes.
Where are the cigarettes?
I just immediately... Is there a pool of water for this fish around here?
No.
And if there was, it would be frozen.
Because it
Gavin,
is.
Gavin, does it speak Bois?
Of course it speaks Bois.
Okay, I'm going to start talking to it in Bois, but I'm going to have a conversation
rabbits?
With you. How
Wait,
did you get
do I
here?
I still know all languages.
Do what?
Do I still know all languages?
No, that was for now.
That was fine.
Hey, I don't know how long after that one.
So, we're talking Bois now, Gavin. Where are you? How did you get here?
Blah.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. It's a fish.
It is a fish.
Okay, so blah.
It doesn't know what you're saying. It's a fish.
Okay. It is a mess.
What do I do with
it? It's not
fish.
Sentient.
It has
enough
an
to
envelope. I thought you said on it.
It has an envelope.
I take the envelope out of its mouth, but I don't know what to do with it.
Okay, open it.
Okay, I open. Jeez. That's a fish. I didn't want to kill the fish.
This letter.
Like the fish
why would
is
you have to kill the fish?
Yeah. Because it's a fish out of water.
You kill your postman.
You're fucking retarded.
I'm trying to save his life.
Trying to save the postman.
Hey, it made its way here.
It can find its way back.
All right, I put the fish back down and read the letter.
That must mean it was going through all the snow too.
It was actually just swimming.
There's enough
oxygen
in the snow.
Dear Jonathan, in response to your last letter, the King and Queen wish me to inform you that your letter, and in fact any further letters, will under no circumstance be permitted to the Princess. The King and Queen wish me to let you know that the amount of emotional damage you have inflicted upon the Crown will not be a crime to which you can be forgiven. Signed, Sable Brooks, Lady-in-Waiting to the Kingdom of Aureole.
Jonathan just drops to his knees and it's just...
You're already on your knees.
You are already on your knees.
I just sink.
He drops
down.
Even
further.
Into his knees.
I just sink to the, you know, to the floor.
Oh, Jonathan's curling into a ball again.
The fish is waiting for like a response letter or something from you.
Flopping.
Yeah, it's flopping. Maybe a few seconds.
Tell it to get go.
Get lost.
All right, it flops.
Kill
right
us, postman.
It's moving very slowly. It's like moving like a foot every few minutes.
Just like that much.
A foot every few minutes?
Yeah. It's a fucking fish, dude.
Fish can move pretty fast on land by flopping.
Yeah, man. They can.
Have you seen a floppy fish?
Whatever, it's moving.
This one is flopping slowly.
This one. It's tired.
It's a
postman, come on.
It falls like a feather. Like, it kind of moves back and forth in the air.
But that is the thing, though, Jonathan. Once you take your eyes off the fish, you go to look back at it again. Gone.
Cool. Magic fish.
Magic something fish.
Magic fish.
Magic girl. I don't.
What is that?
Campbell doesn't know what to do. Jonathan doesn't know what to do. He's more distraught than usual. I just kind of stow the letter and go back to sitting in front of the fire, more depressed than before. Not even just kind of sitting there staring into the fire, just, you know, mindlessly, just kind of dead face, dead eyed, just no life to it.
To interrupt you, you hear more wet slapping sounds. You look up and the fish is back with another letter.
I'm very confused, but I go and get the second letter.
It's in that same like cyan blue envelope, but there's no wax seal on this one.
Interesting. I open the letter.
All right. You see, it's like a very hastily written, messy handwriting. It's only two words, and it says "meet me," and then dash C.
Do I have any clue on where this would be, besides home?
No. Oh, I mean, it is probably from home. Only the Kingdom of Aureole sends messenger fish.
I meant where the meeting place is, I think, is where you meant.
I don't think he knows. There's nothing on the letter besides the words "meet me," and then the
fish, can you take me back with you?
It's a fish. It's a not answering you.
Jonathan, why are you yelling at the fish?
You took the fish, or are you just doing that?
Yeah, you're starting to act like Jess right now. Why is there a fish here, anyways?
I quickly just get out a piece of paper. Right where? Give it back to the fish and just say Corellia. Set him back on his way.
Corellia.
Right. You take your eyes away from the fish. It's gone. You look back a few minutes later. It's back.
What's like the texting. Fish say?
Huh?
This is like texting.
Messenger fish!
You take the letter from the fish again. Again, no seal. No seal on this. It's not an official letter of the kingdom.
I open it,
And it says, "The marina where we used to play."
I know exactly where that is.
Yes,
I just am. Is anyone up with me right now?
Yeah, all the vampires.
Everyone
is up with you.
They're playing solitaire poker.
Okay, so I gather Lavina, Drogats, and Chad to me. Okay.
I'm here.
Yeah.
What's up, pal?
I need to leave now. I got...
We're in the middle of something.
Yes, but...
Jess is fucking catching some Z's right now.
Someone roll him onto his side. I hear that helps.
I think he really is half dwarf.
He's snoring like a dwarf.
Alright.
Not anything from my dad.
I need to get home.
I thought you weren't allowed there.
Not home. I need to get back to the material plane. I need to get back to Corellia. What?
If we don't handle the Lich, you might not have a home to go to.
Exactly why I need to go back. They haven't spoken to me in 16 years. You think I'm going to miss a chance right now?
You all hear the sounds of, like, dozens of marching footsteps echoing further and further into the cave. This is enough to wake up the few of you that you that went to sleep.
Even me?
And, yes, even you.
We'll revisit this.
Right now it's not time, and I clasp the helmet.
The lot of you look up to see a gathering of two different groups. On the left is a bunch of knights of the Kingdom of Aureole. They have undergone the land transformation and now have legs, because that's how it works.
Yeah.
And to the right, you see in blue sparkling robes a ton of Star Weavers.
Oh,
wait, what?
What in the shit?
I'm just gonna book it towards the Aureole soldiers.
Yeah. No, they're probably here to hurt us.
They're in the cave.
They're in the cave with us?
On the opposite side, surrounding us.
Okay, wait, what is this look like?
I need to understand. They're coming from the entrance. Mm-hmm. How deep in the cave are we?
You're pretty deep.
Okay.
They're both coming from the same place?
Probably in that same room where we saved that guy.
The area that you are in now is that big open cavern area where Lucas was.
Instead of sprinting, would I have any idea on why the Aureole soldiers would be here?
They don't look friendly.
Yeah, considering there's an army of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, insight on this army that has weapons pointed at us. I have no idea what you'll find. I think it's a
good idea. What's going on, guys?
Oh, there's a people here to kill us.
There's a lot of guys with swords.
14, you don't know exactly why they're here, but it's definitely not friendly.
Oh, what the shit?
I think we gotta
need a way out. We're not taking these guys. I have an idea. You're not gonna like it. I'm not gonna like it. You know the only way out of here, right?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
One of the...
You want me to do the ritual, or you want to do it?
I'll do it.
All right.
One of the Star Weavers speaks up and says,
"We are not here with them. This was like a total coincidence."
Yeah.
Cool!
It don't matter.
I'm gonna start
my ritual.
Okay, I'm gonna see what I can do to help.
Cutting the hand.
I'm just gonna pull out my loot and... Oh, please, please, you came all this way. Allow me to delight your ears.
Abner, wake up!
Can I roll for performance? For distraction?
Great distraction, yes.
I'm just like as I'm waking up.
18! What is your...
I think I have a modifier.
I might have a plus.
I think you do.
Plus 8.
It's a great performance.
It's like a 26.
What's
plus 10.
What?
28
on that.
Dude, I fucking ripped that shit.
They're crying.
Lorian must have fixed it.
Oh, yeah.
A string reappeared.
Yeah, the string. You play so good, it fixes itself.
Let's go.
Damn. All
right. Both of these groups are just kind of like, they turn to just look and stare at Chad. You see a few of them like, catching a little groove.
Oh, bobbing
their heads, nodding their feet. All right. Behind all of that, the rest of the group is now sneaking into Strigala through the portal.
Get the car!
Yeah. I'm like, is Lorian awake?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if we'd have to, like, somehow move.
No, they're fine.
Lorian.
Everyone's through.
All right. Okay.
Everybody, at this point is now through the portal, except Jess and Chad.
I didn't go through yet.
I was gonna say,
and Lorian. Anaya, do you go?
I don't think I'm going to Strigala. I'm not going back.
You're gonna take the
actually, I'm not gonna go until I see.
I'm not going to Strigala
until I see Lorian go through.
Well, I don't want to go in unless I've seen everyone has gone through.
Okay.
I wasn't one. Yeah, I mean, I wasn't one to go in either.
Okay, wait, so none of you want to...
I can't go without Chad.
Escape. Escape. Right now, I'm not going to Strigala.
I don't give a fuck.
Jonathan, you're the only one in there. Sorry.
Hold on, no. Hold on.
I'm going to stand up and try and just, like, wake myself up. Just, like...
I'm going to say you don't even, like, need to do that. You're just, like, flooded with adrenaline upon seeing two armies the second you wake up.
Listen, where I'm standing from the portal. Listen, if I don't go through there, I'm dead either way.
I will say, however, though, roll an insight check, Jess.
Okay. I'm just gonna say, the Star Weavers are obviously here for Lorian. Take her.
Yeah.
Just
Lorian.
I don't know if we should split up with an army.
I'm gonna try and talk to them.
I can at least get.
I've dealt with diplomacy,
and I can get her back.
I agree.
I am very persuasive.
I don't think this is safe for Lorian.
Chad, I think Lorian. Needs to,
or Jonathan. Yeah, if
we need,
wait,
Lorian,
guys,
we just need to go.
What if I hide? They won't even know I'm here.
Unfortunately,
okay, you don't know shit.
Hiding is not your strong suit in this moment.
I want to hide behind,
Lorian. Insight check.
Somebody.
Roll it.
Insight. Okie dokie.
I'll stand in front of you, Lorian.
19.
With a 19, very clearly you can see. The demeanor of the Star Weavers is not nearly as antagonistic as the Ari people.
It's obsessive.
Well, guys, they want me. They don't want to kill me. Like, the other guys want to kill Jonathan. Theoretically.
But you don't belong to them.
Correct.
And we don't want them to have you, so let's go.
But, we can use them, no?
How many, in theory, we could use the Star?
About 30 each per team.
There's 60 people.
60 people.
What if we use the Star Weavers to fight the...
I'm not going to fight them. I'm going to talk to them.
Okay, let's see what Justice says. I'll keep the portal open, and if it starts to go sideways, we can all dip out very quickly.
I'm just going to go.
Okay.
Lorian, come on. Lorian, are you coming or not?
We can get...
We're gonna watch.
We think we can get them to fight each other, and then we can,
they'll be okay.
We can slip out the bag.
So, you two can go stand next to the portal, and,
I just go through it.
You sorry, go through
Jonathan's
it.
Through.
Yeah.
Coward.
Thanks.
Alright, I'm gonna die down my tune, mellow it out, and...
It was very brittle. Beautiful.
Brittle.
It was...
I think that guy was crying. He had a tear in his eye.
You would know.
No, I'm not!
And he straightened himself.
Thank you. Bravo.
I hope you enjoyed his lute playing skills. Can I just ask why you all are here?
Oh, allow me to speak for the Star Weavers. We intend to bring back Lorian and reunite her with Astraeus.
Okay. Oh, I'm Stars.
You are Stars.
and now it would appear you as well.
Okay.
We're still open, guys.
I forgot I'm Stars. Okay. And what are you guys here for?
Don't make...
You know what he's saying?
You don't?
You don't?
Chad, do you speak aquatic?
Okay. Performance.
Okay, do you have somebody that speaks common? Do you understand common? Okay. I'm assuming you're... here with violent intentions.
All 30 of them give you a thumbs up.
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, Star Weavers, I am very sorry to tell you that we are not going to come with you today, and we would happily like to
please.
Please?
Yeah.
Why?
Astraeus will grant you eternal, everlasting power and love.
I don't know. Kind of sounds like a cult.
No, but the stars are pretty.
Stars are pretty.
Oh, trust me, look.
They'll go.
Yeah, you like this?
Yeah, look. They're just staring at
look. Me. Yeah. Yeah. You want to know where more stars are?
For the online people, there. They're being very,
no.
like... He's staring into his palm.
Look.
Look.
Can I speak up?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a grown woman.
How about... How about this? We'll go with you if you kill those guys.
Both armies just kind of look at each other.
Wait, whoever wins
gets us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the RE people raises their hand. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I think he's trying to say, why does he want you guys when he thinks they just...
Oh my,
I'm not here.
My God, have you not heard the rumors? They want to fucking kill you.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Can I persuade them of this?
Yes.
They hate fish.
No, not persuasion. This is a deception.
Oh, 12?
I'm helping out.
All right, helping out.
Oh.
Like we're both sitting here you
got it.
I'm helping out.
Let it roll. What'd you get?
I'm helping out. Guys, dude, look. See, they want to kill us. They want to kill me and Lorien. If they kill us, you don't have us.
Wah!
Not
I'm talking
to you.
Like, wah!
Wah! I speak wah. They didn't say that.
No, they did.
Well, we're not letting them have Jonathan, and... The only other scenario that happens out of that is fighting.
Okay, so you'll come back with us if we totally kill these guys.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Lori and I will go with you if you kill those guys.
You see them all one by one grab their hilts and activate their star rapiers, or light rapiers. And you see the Ari people, they grab their spear, or their tridents, and they are about to face off.
Really great communication skills, Jess. Thumbs up.
They're not after us.
Same. So how's it going over here?
They're about to fucking fight each other.
We'll get back to that.
We'll get to you.
All right.
As they start fighting, like the whole group is just like back around a little corner, just like huddled up. They're fighting. One of them is gonna win.
But we can leave first.
With the winners anyway.
We
can leave. Right now.
I don't want to go to Strigala.
Nobody wants to
We're
go
just
going to
be in
let's
even just, more shit
No,
there.
Let's just go past
no.
them. Out of
yes.
the, they're hiding right now. Just run
we
past
just
them.
Leave the cave?
No.
Get out of the cave.
They're fighting in
out
the
Out of the
doorway.
Pot, into the fire.
We don't have
Not
to go
exactly.
to Strigala.
Think about
we can just
it.
Wait Marigold, until the fight's over and then kill them.
She already has all the people she's going to get. It's not like she can...
You know...
Get...
Okay.
Turn you into vampires.
Anaya does have a point. Even the winning side... Realistically, should have plenty casual.
What was Anaya's point? So sorry, don't remember it.
They're gonna.
There's only gonna be a few left. We can take
the fight. Whoever wins, we.
Jonathan's already through the portal.
Okay,
but Jonathan's a fucking
loser. The portal's still open. Dude, he was wallowing yesterday.
He's got a lot to wallow about.
I understand.
I'm gonna
that.
Walk over and poke my head through the portal.
What? Okay, hear me.
Right,
I got kind of
cut to
like
that, though.
Into Strigala?
Yeah, like just poke my head in there.
Okay. Poking your head through, it's like Carrie, your head is just drenched in blood.
You see
Jonathan sitting at an overly long dining hall table with Marigold all the way at one far end and Jonathan all the way at the other far end. He looks like he's having a nice little tea, nice little cuppa right now.
Cuppa. I know what I said.
Looks like you two are having a great time, but we gotta go, Jonathan.
And this is gonna sound crazy.
Not yet.
And then she's gonna duck out, like not even give him time to respond.
Are you following?
What is this about?
Oh.
Wait, you didn't actually come to see me?
Of course I came to see you, my lady. It just also happens to be that I was about... You and... Well, me and the rest of your loyal followers were about to be murdered.
Oh, so you come for the guard dog?
No, I came for Sanctuary with Her Majesty.
Okay.
But this tea is fantastic.
Take him back with you, and you see a massive herd about, like, a few thousand bats dragging into this room Bale.
Oh, my God! Bale!
My lady, is this Bale? Necessary? Do I really need to bring him back?
Bale is in the werewolf state right now.
Yeah.
He doesn't look as mangy as he used to. His fur looks nice and clean. His claws are nicely manicured. He looks like he's being taken care of here.
Are you sure I need to bring him? I thought he was your prized fighter.
Well, of course he is, but I cannot have my most favorite subjects being dead, can I?
I'm your favorite, how nice.
I'm sure he is more than enough to take care of any troubles you may have over there.
The issue is, they're kind of my people, and I'd rather not kill them.
Oh, they're gonna be murdered when you get back.
I know, but I don't know that.
Tell him not to kill them.
But they'll also want to kill me, is the issue, so... Oh,
but why? Did you ask them?
Can I poke my head in?
Yeah.
Jonathan, you need to hurry it the fuck up.
Is it really worth, like, drenching your whole head in blood
for
this?
Okay. Because we're kind of on a time crunch.
Does Marigold not react to Lavina sticking her head in?
Oh, hey, Lavina. Have you thought any more of our deal?
Deal?
Jonathan, come on. Right now. We okay. don't have time to talk about this.
Fine. Thank you for the gift and the tea, my lady. I bow.
Of course. I do hope you will be coming back soon.
Of course. Anytime. And I guess I bring Bale with me. Okay.
You see her just kind of like put her face in her
palm. I'll be back soon, my lady.
And you go back through the portal. The boat, the two armies, there's about 12 left on each side. A lot of them have died. And you see the portal stretch to encompass Bale's mass as a 7-foot-tall werewolf emerges blood-soaked through the portal. Both armies drop all of their weapons, staring up at the giant creature. And he immediately, just with one arm, smacks them all to the side.
All 60 of them?
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm going to say something.
Not 60.
Cool.
A lot of them are dead. There's about 30 left.
I was going to say, okay. Bale, sick him.
Yeah, no. He does.
He sicks him. Is anyone else surprised?
Oh, you guys are totally fucked!
Where the fuck did you get a werewolf?
Is this Bale?
Murder Bale?
He's an old friend.
Fuck. Right? We're the big werewolf fucker we stole?
What my plan was... that I was discussing before the whole Bale situation is that Jess was going to put on the cane hat because
yeah.
I guess it's a good thing I still have that.
Yeah.
Orange, you glad you don't have to do that now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't need cane.
Bale wears it.
All right.
Let's put the cane.
That'd be a big ass cane.
The few conscious remaining members of each faction are like scrambling to their feet and bolting out of the cave.
Bale, is the portal still open?
Yeah.
Bale, great work, man. I think she's gonna want you back, though.
He flips you off with a claw.
I know, man. I know. Trust me.
Bye, Bale. Nice seeing you.
Please, really don't want to have to go back through all that. And she treats you nice, man. Look at you. You're looking fantastic compared to how you used to look. I know. But come on, man. She's got plenty of tasty food for you. Take some of them back with you. She'll love it.
He grabs a few of them by the leg and just begins trailing them off. They're like screaming. And the portal closes behind him.
Okay.
Well, hi.
That was handled very gracefully.
Okay, so, how's everybody?
I've seen messier fights.
We should not stay here. They know that we are here.
A couple members of each faction are just, like, rolling on the ground in pain, like, barely awake.
Should we... Do we... Should we just leave them, or should we just, you know, just
can I like quick do like basic bandages? Or
I'm gonna say you can.
Hey,
do that.
Okay. Is there a member of either group corpse on the ground that might look like it?
None of them are dead. Well, actually, there are a few dead because they fought each other.
Any of them bearing like significant marks for like a leader of their respective group?
No.
Darn it! Absolutely. Okay.
Gonna send a message.
I think crouch down. To one of the Star Weavers and ask.
Huh?
I think we should siphon a few.
Who sent you?
I don't eat people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good rule.
Our leader.
You should,
though. Who is your leader?
We cannot speak his name.
Why?
Because we don't know it.
You don't know your leader's name?
He does not permit it.
Is he the one that made Lorien?
Yes.
Do I know the leader?
Why did you...
No.
Okay.
So, why do they want Lorien back?
They need her.
For what?
She is our last hope.
For what?
And then he's knocked out.
Damn.
Okay.
Very
going synthetic. Over to another guy. That's not unconscious.
They all die.
They're all unconscious.
Everyone died. Yeah. Unconscious. Everyone.
That would be exact
same words.
Does anybody have hive with mind?
No.
They're all part of one hive mind, speaking at the same time.
Hot convenience!
And that's it.
Well.
I love character dies right before they say something important trope.
It's a good trope. So, these three, and I point at Chad, Drogetz, and Lavina, heard this already, but I... have somewhere I need to be.
We all have somewhere we need to be. The world is ending.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My sister finally wants to see me, and the way she is writing makes it seem urgent.
Is it safe for you to go there, though?
No one knows about this place but me and her.
See, there's a problem.
Is that why we were assaulted by a group of...
That might be.
Them?
Why are all your people here to kill us, by the way?
They might not be too happy
they
about you being a vampire.
They probably weren't here to kill you guys, but more me.
But why?
May or may not be under... Would you...
Why?
Religious persecution?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a heretic.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah, pretty apt description. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A heretic?
Thank you, Ladybug.
It was so, one of the unconscious...
Is this... Why are they coming after you now?
I may or may not have wrote a letter to Corellia.
You led them here?
I did not give any specific location. I sent it a long-ass time ago. I don't know how they found out I was here.
Seems specific enough. They showed up on our doorstep, basically.
Yeah, but that makes me wonder who's watching me. To find out.
That could have gotten us all killed, Jonathan.
I'm not happy. That's why I'm leaving.
It's not safe for you to go on your own, especially to a place where they
want
to kill you.
Yeah, but it's better I die than anyone else. I'll come back with you.
You're not dying.
I'm going to come back with you guys to Eden, but then I got to... I'll go and I will reconvene with you once I've done something about this.
There has to be another solution.
It's either that or keep having those soldiers coming after us every couple months. Or not even, maybe not even months.
Your talking is interrupted by that same distinct wet slapping sound. You look, I really don't know how any of you didn't notice it. There's a red fish flopping with an envelope in its mouth about
is that fish always here?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been coming back and forth. I grabbed the letter from its mouth.
It doesn't even have an envelope on it. It's a torn piece of parchment.
It
says H-E-L, and then there's not even a P. It's just frantically ripped off.
Hell. I need to go. Now. Fuck.
Wait, do I see this?
I can't wait for this anymore. I've got to go through. I've got to see if Marigold will help me. It's the only way I can do it. It's the only way I'm going to be able to get there in time. I don't want to do it. I hate it as much as you do, Jess. Trust me, you have no right to help
what
me.
What is
no
so
right
important?
To like me. She's in danger.
Who is she?
My sister, Corellia, is in danger. I cannot let anything bad happen to her. If she does, that will be the end of me. I'm already broken. I don't need anything else happening. And if she dies, I'm not going to live much longer.
Jonathan, you can go, but I have my own family issues.
I understand. I'm not. I wouldn't ask you to help me. Yeah, I would. I apologize that I'm unable to help you, Jess. You've been nothing but kind to me, even though of my actions. You may have been distant from me, but I understand why. Trust me, I'm no more happy with myself. Oh, but I need to go, and I apologize that I need to go, but I have to go. I'm not asking for anyone's help, anyone to come with me. I'd rather none of you did. But I need to do this.
Guys?
I can't just let you go on your own.
I'm not going. I have to go back to Eden. I have to let them know what I found. I have to let them know that Lorewise is out there. I have to let them know that he's probably not the fix to our problem.
Should. Jonathan, you're part of the only family that I've really ever had. Mm. But I do concern that this lich will make our end before we have a chance to say any goodbyes. And as much as I feel the need to accompany you on your journey,
don't.
I can't bring myself to do such.
You have something more important. You have that bolt. You need to fix that. That is part of this. You have to stay.
I only wish you the best of luck in this.
Thank you.
Jonathan?
Mm.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Are you sure you're going to come with me, Lavina?
I have to. You were one of the first people I met coming to this plane.
You know, I know you guys don't want to split from each other.
It is preferable that we don't.
It would be quite useful if one of you went with them. Since you can, you know, talk to each other.
If it's going to be anyone, it should be me. Since he has the bolt.
Well, Afnir?
Stay with the rest of them.
Sounds like two groups of three.
No, we have so many more people to get
through. I have three, including me.
Nope. Am I bad at
one? Oh, yeah, no, that would be two groups of four.
It could be two groups of four.
I mean, I'm probably following Lavina.
Okay.
Anaya, what about you?
Jordan said he'd be back.
Fuck!
Okay, make your decision Anaya, while we wait on Jordan.
This is like campaign.
Yeah, this is.
This is like two campaigns.
This is a big thing.
Yeah.
Chad and Drogats are going to like lock forearms.
I swear to God,
this is crazy.
He's gonna shake. Farewell,
see you on the other side.
Yeah, but this is like important.
His sister's dying. The world is being destroyed.
Like these can't be like just two separate issues.
I go another three ass weeks. Not playing, I'm gonna be pissed.
I can't do it.
First it was Makani. Now it's gonna be this.
Where did Jordan go? He just said he was going.
Yeah, I'll be right back, he said.
Okay. When did he say
it? I assume
33.
I assume he's staying.
Yeah. We're gonna split the party down the middle. Me, Lauren, and I have kinda I don't know. It's hard to say. Yeah. Go power.
Unlikely allies.
I know we've all, you know, had our differences and had a rough travel, but I don't wish any harm upon any of you, and I hope that your travels go accordingly, and you can save your sister. Thank you.
I just extend my hand out to Jess.
They shook hands in real life. It was cute.
It was cute.
Jess, I know you'll do well. I know Chad will not let you down.
Could there be a worse time for Jordan to be gone?
I know.
he's gonna help you save Eden. Your people
and
your family have been so kind to us.
And we'll catch back up with you. We'll help his sister and then we'll meet you guys back on the road. Easy peasy.
Tell Corey I said bye.
I'll let her know.
Lavina, at this time of crossroads, I would like to apologize for my gruffness. You have been nothing but kind, albeit with some moments of harshness. But
fair enough.
You've had fair intentions, and I apologize for my rude behavior.
I appreciate that. As I am new to this plane of existence, you being one of the first people I've met has not been something I've regretted.
Much obliged.
I'm gonna walk over to Lorien, and I'm just gonna give her a big ol' hug.
Aww.
Ouch.
Take care of yourself.
Say ouch.
Ouch.
Is ouch the appropriate response
to a hug?
No, I
didn't say ouch. What?
Oh.
I said I'll try my best to give him a hug back.
Oh. I heard ouch.
Yeah, we all heard ouch. Something weird happens when you hug. When you each, like, touch one another, the rest of you see them, like, swap positions, almost.
Oh.
Whoa, what was that?
Like you hear, like, the Enderman sound effect, and then they are standing opposite from where they used to be.
Well,
are we still hugging?
Odd.
Yes. Just, you were hugging her from the left, and now you are on the right.
What just happened?
You tell me, you're the one who did it.
What? I didn't do that.
What in the star magic?
Lorien?
I teleport sometimes, but not usually like that.
I didn't know you teleported. Oh wait, I might have known that.
I haven't seen it all that often.
Yeah.
And not much
that
sense.
That was weird. I'm gonna try and give her a hug again.
Okay. It happens again.
What is going on?
Wait, can you guys, like, try and high-five or something?
Let's Arcana check! Lorien, Arcana check.
Okay.
Okay. This is not gonna go well. No, yeah, zero. I got zero.
That could not have gone worse.
Jess, Arcana check.
Okay.
That's a next level of not knowing shit about
fucking. Okay. Oh, 20.
Dirty or nasty?
Okay. Dirty.
Fuck, I guess, okay. With your innate power that you now have, you and Lorien can, once per day, swap positions with each other from anywhere.
We just did it twice.
Oh.
Well, I know, but I have to put a cap on that gameplay-wise.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Wait.
Anyway.
Maybe it's a distance thing.
You said anywhere.
Yeah, fair enough.
Through the power of stars.
But we both
narratively,
have to
it just happened now.
We have both have to have... this is logistically a nightmare. So do we have to both want to do it, or it just happens if one of us happens to do
you
the right
action?
You
have to both want to do it.
Okay, yeah. But you can, like, probably feel when the other one wants to.
Dude, yeah. What if it's, like, stars on them start, like, lighting up and making a constellation?
Yeah, that
would be so cool. I like that.
Yeah.
How are you going to explain that?
When one's what? Trying to teleport to with the other, else? It just starts glowing for the other person.
Lorien, I want to try something really quick.
Okie dokie.
Can you walk, like, 20 feet that way?
All right, I count out 20 feet specifically, walking
okay,
in a single
I'm
direction.
Walk 20 feet in the other direction.
I get lost at number 6. I don't know much
about that. I'm going to help her count.
That is cute. Yeah. All right, Lavina helps them count. Lavina, your stars begin to...
Lavina, my stars.
Sorry, whoops. Lorien, your stars begin to, like, pulsate, like blinking slowly.
Like, do I instinctually Rider. Know how what to do in this?
Yes. Jess, yours begin to do the same. As your stars begin to pulsate, you hear, like, a flash, and then both of you have swapped positions.
Oh, God. That's a neat trick.
That is a neat trick.
Oh, my God.
How did you do that?
I don't know. I just kind of felt it.
I just did it.
I just kind of understood.
Somebody turn that fucking phone off. Jesus Christ. I could hear it through somebody's mic. It was buzzing right in my ear. Fuck you.
Kill this dude.
It's Pearson calling him.
I'm gonna kill this dude.
I wish Jordan was here.
Oh my God, Jordan, gone.
Jordan, please.
This is actually so important.
Jordan, I need to know where you're going.
So, after they've teleported, now Lorien's gonna be over by me.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna walk up. Lorien. Mm-hmm. I see that there is a great glow within you. You have immense potential. I trust that your power will be a great help in with Jonathan and Lavina and Drogatz. Do make sure they don't die. I have much faith in you. And real quick, I'm going to kind of just like wrap my arm around your shoulder, and I'm going to open a little pouch in my bag that has just a little flask of Sylvanian whiskey.
Oh.
And I'm just going to pour out two little shots, and I'm going to give Lorian a shot of Sylvanian.
Even though you can't get drunk.
I can't get drunk on the first one.
But Sylvanian, it's still cool like that.
It is.
Don't make her float.
All right, yeah.
And we dink, we dink and clink and sink. Down the hatch. Dink it and sink it.
All right, the both of you are now levitating, like, that's barely.
Have I had this before?
You know what?
I don't think Lorian has Sylvanian whiskey before.
Well, you're like floating 1 inch off the ground now.
Whoa.
Do be good now.
So dense.
Chad, come here real quick.
Taking my little floaty steps.
That's not like what you did there with the Sylvanian. Very nice. You're gonna take my scarf. Because what this is right here, this is a promise to you that I will come back to get it.
Oh my god.
And my axe.
Sorry.
Guys, this is so cute.
I will wear it with me wherever I go.
You don't need to wear it, because I don't know if it goes with your color palette, but...
I'm just going to, like, tie it around one of my horns.
No, blue and red.
I don't want to get lice in it.
Maybe it does.
I'm going to tie it up in one of my horns.
Okay, you know what? It looks pretty badass.
Thank you.
Since Jordan's not here, I'm also going to make conversation. Since I'm also standing by Jess now, Jess, when you get back to Eden, will you take care of Sweetie for me?
Of course.
Will you explain to her that I will come back and...
Come back. Jesus Christ, Jordan!
Oh, I'll be back, and...
What just happened?
We need you.
A lot.
The party is splitting, Jordan.
And just make sure that she knows.
We're breaking up.
She's okay.
We broke up the band, man.
What happened?
It's your fault, Jordan.
Okay, DM, explain to Jordan.
Okay. The two parties, well, the now two parties, decided they are going to split up. One party is going to assist Jonathan and Ariel, and the other party is going to stay on track with Jess to defeat the Lich and fix Eden and the world.
Okay.
Speaking of,
you
at this moment,
your side.
Jess, you hear a fluttering sound, and the whole party, all of you see now very bloodied, very damaged, with a hole in one of his wings even. You see Solomon soaring in and crash landing just at your feet, Jess.
I'm falling down, and I'm instantly cure wounds.
Wow.
Instantly. What?
Oh, no. Solomon used the last of his strength to get back to you, and just as the fish before him, there is a letter in his beak.
Where did he...
What the fuck happened while I was gone?
You didn't even tell Jordan everything before you said that.
I will after. That's his fault for leaving.
Fair enough. Holy crap.
Jesus.
Convenient scroll of Revivify.
I wish.
Do you think vampire birds are a thing?
The letter in Solomon's beak is also very tattered and hastily written, and all that is scrawled on it in your mother's handwriting is not, you know which one. Something is happening. Help. There's not much time left. And you see there's like a bloody handprint on the letter.
Jess is mad. Very, very angry. Like, this is from Fargrim. This is, he inherited this anger from Fargrim.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's gonna pick up Solomon and just walk outside.
So, as Solomon, lie there dead, the golden tips of his feathers slowly start creeping in, further onto his body until he is entirely a solid gold owl. The blood dissipates, and he becomes heavier and denser as Solomon returns to being a statue. Solomon was, of course, the pillar of knowledge. Not pillar, whoops, that's taken. The totem of knowledge that was in the totem room of Eden.
I am walking to the pyramid.
Okay.
Pyramid's,
like, quite a very far, far away. Okay.
I'm running to the pyramid.
Okay.
Do we want to go the Ice Queen first?
Should we let Jordan pick?
Okay.
Should we fill in Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan, what is the last thing you were here for? Sorry about that.
The last thing I was here for was just seeing the fish for the first time.
Did you see the two armies?
I saw the two armies.
It was after they
got killed or dealt with,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, right, yes. You were here for Bale, then?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's.
And then I said, "Where the fuck did you find a werewolf?" And then he was like, "And then someone said, I know a guy or something like that."
Okay, the letter said something.
H E L.
Oh yeah,
and
help
cut off.
Help, but cut off before even the B could be.
And it was addressed to Jonathan.
It was addressed, yeah.
The fish.
Most probably from. It can be reasonably assumed from Corellia. And then I don't think you didn't really miss that much besides the narrative, like, split.
He's gotta pick his side.
Oh yeah, pick your side. Who are you going with?
We already have.
I don't know. I feel like Anaya would be
Lavina,
more like in tune with the Jess's mission.
Okay, Lavina and Lorien are going with Jonathan. If that determines anything for you,
Andro gets.
And right now we've got
who's going where?
It's an even split.
It's an even split.
Lavina, Drogat, it's Lorien and Jonathan are going to Ariol. Afnir, Chad, and Jess are going back to Eden. And you're the last one left out.
You can even it up if you go to Eden.
I'll go to Eden.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, Jess is sprinting out of this cave, holding this solid gold bird statue.
My legs transform into like goat hooves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy!
As I am bounding towards the pyramid.
Bucking it, fall suit.
All right. It is now time for the two parties to go their separate ways.
I'm gonna give Anaya a hug before I leave.
I saw everybody giving gifts, so I'm gonna give Anaya my crowbar.
Yes, perfect.
Meeting. I mean, to another meeting.
We'll meet again.
Thank you, Lorien. And then I'm going to also give you a gift, and I'm going to hand you a battle axe.
Monk.
Hell.
Oh shit.
I wanted to give a gift, but, you know, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I won't use this.
I just take from you?
Also, I'll just say, like,
okay.
My, like, as I was walking out of the cave, my head hung low. I'm just like, I just said a solemn goodbye as I ran.
Yeah.
I don't know what I have in my inventory to give.
Why did you run, though? We have a cart.
He's emotional.
He's faster.
Yeah, and he also is faster.
He's faster than the cart? How fast the fuck is he?
Yeah, well, he's transformed.
He's like full fucking beast mode running.
Who's taking the car?
Is the car just me, you, and Anaya?
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah.
I want to give Anaya Umm's knife, because I'm assuming I found that after the fight. So, I give you Umm's knife. It's a little dagger. Doesn't do much damage.
Yeah.
It does a lot of damage, actually.
It has scratched into the side of it, UHM.
Yeah. It was the monk's, but...
It was the monk's knife.
It actually does a lot of damage. I'll have to find out and send it to you. Because I loved it.
And then Anaya kind of holds it up to you as she's backing away. I'll take care of it.
What amulet did Jonathan give me?
Huh?
What amulet did you give me?
It's an amulet.
Okay.
All right. Pretty solemn moment here.
Yeah.
On the podcast, guys. We've already been going for an hour. It's kind of nutty.
It is nutty.
Right?
It literally felt like 10 minutes.
Yeah, it did.
It was like a whole episode.
Okay.
Jess, as you are running out of this cave, you're kind of like shoulder checking left and right more emissaries of both the Star Weavers and Aurel.
As I'm leaving, I shout back, "There's more coming!"
I just immediately do the ritual and get us out of there.
That party goes through the portal into Strigala. And I think we are going to go with their perspective for right now.
Okay, with us. Okay.
So, in a random order, I don't really care. The lot of you fall through the portal into Strigala, and they're waiting for you. You see her like take her hand her head up from her hand. You see Lady Marigold kind of looking a little confused at all of you. She's like kind of like. In the middle of petting Bale.
Bale's like chewing on one of the fucking...
Yeah, yeah, you see a whole arm in his mouth.
I was gonna say he's got fever bones.
What a pleasant surprise.
Wait a
Hello,
minute.
Hello, Majesty.
Hi!
Can I give a gift to your pet Bale?
Of course.
I have this vine-covered skeleton armor.
I like how you said your pet Bale as if he wasn't our friend.
That's a guy.
That's a whore, dude.
That's a dude.
I feel like he's stuck in his werewolf.
He might be stuck in a werewolf form.
Yeah, he's pretty sentient, though.
Seems to like bones, so I'll give him
shit to him.
Okay. He seems appreciative, if a bit confused as to where you acquired such a thing. Where are the rest of you?
They're no longer with us.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
They're not dead.
Not
no.
like that.
I don't remember them dying.
We have split.
They're not dead, Lorian.
On the ground.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. I see.
But I have somewhere else that I must be and beg that you help me.
Of course. Always want something from me. Never come say hi. Never. Oh, hey, Lydia. What do you want? What are you doing today?
Marigold, if you help me with this, I will come and visit every week, if not more. This is how much this means
Done.
To me. Done. Deal.
And if you just
wait. First, what do you want? Before I say done,
I need a portal to, and I whisper her the location that I need to go to.
You are really far away. Come here.
I get okay. I whisper her the information.
Oh, why was that the secret? I assume they know and are coming with you.
I don't want any prying ears to hear it.
This is my castle.
I am unsure, and I don't know how they found me.
I mean...
I'm pretty sure that asshole named Aquarius is spying on me somehow.
Dude.
Yeah, exactly.
The Titans,
Yeah, he's gross. I need to kill him.
Yeah. I fought that guy, probably.
What?
Excuse me?
I probably fought him.
You fought him?
Yes, all of the gods rebelled against the Titans. You, I'm sure, know this.
Maybe you can help Jonathan.
You're friends with Kane, right?
I thought she was a part of a different set of gods.
She is, yes.
But they're all like...
They all teamed up.
Okay.
For this one.
That time for another matter. That's time for a discussion for another visit. But please, my lady, please help me get there.
Yes, of course. And then, you know what to do.
I take some of the blood. I have sword and just use it to make a portal.
You see the blood rotate into a sphere, not sphere, circle.
Circle.
And immediately water begins flooding out into the dining hall.
Sorry.
Oh, you better go fast.
I just,
okay.
water is steadily filling.
Lorian can't breathe underwater.
Oh my god.
Lorian should not have come with us. Lavina, do something about that.
The room is still filling with water.
I'm gone. Oh, I've dived through.
You can breathe underwater. I can breathe underwater. You should go follow after her.
Marigold looks like entertained. Like you see her like slowly levitating higher and higher to stay above the water.
I'll hang out with Lorian and find her a way to breathe underwater, and then I'll catch up with you guys.
Gotcha. She's like pool party.
Party.
You see some like bat shaped floaties like appear in the water.
Okay, he's going through and it's gonna close.
Some floaties
until,
made out of bats.
Until I can like find. So, how did we?
He's dog.
How did we?
Come on, he's dog.
How did they find the way to breathe underwater before?
Well, no, let's first settle something right here. I can't swim, and I sink very fast.
You sink like a rock.
Okay, the portal's closed. It's just me and her now. And Lady Marigold.
She's made, like, bat-shaped floaties for you all to be on.
Doesn't help me.
Thank you. It doesn't.
No, it doesn't help you, no.
But it's not deep enough yet. They were pretty quick. It's a big room. But out of story, how did we breathe underwater? I mean, I know vampires don't have to breathe.
They have shells in Aureole that you just put over your mouth and lets you breathe.
That's right.
But you're not going to have
They
that
did the ritual with
There the, also was a ritual that you're not
going
to have where you're
we're
going.
We're not going to have where we're going. Okay.
Nor would it probably work on her.
It might. I don't know. She's weird. Okay.
That's offensive.
Yeah. Okay.
You're weird in a good way. We're all weird.
Yes, it's offensive, and yes, you do need to breathe.
Okay. How am I gonna do this? You left me with a very complicated problem.
Have I already gone through the portal?
Unless you have something that can help me, then no.
I don't know if I can speak to you if I'm already through the portal.
Fair enough.
He's already through the portal.
Okay.
Man, if Jess wasn't so emo, maybe he could turn into like a fish or something.
I do think that might tell you that they can teleport.
What?
What did you say?
I didn't hear that at all.
I know that. I was there for that. But I didn't know if they'd want to teleport now.
Jordan, were you there for that?
No, Jordan was not there for that.
Jordan, Jess and Lorian can swap locations with one another.
Whoa.
Well, I don't think now's the time.
Once per day, it's like, gameplay-wise.
And also, technically, they already used it today.
Yeah.
But, okay.
As a test.
So, Illyria.
Lyria.
Lyria, sorry. Pretend I said that right the first time. You don't by chance have anything that can help my friend breathe underwater?
I don't know, Lavina.
No.
Lavinia.
I do not really deal with water. Sorry.
Okay. Thank
you. I mean, hey, I did make it so you don't even have to breathe, so I help you already, technically.
I mean, yeah, we haven't really talked about that exactly. Okay. I'm trying to think of this going swimmingly. Right. Okay. I'm going to take out my journal that I've been using to document this place because it's confusing.
Okay.
And I'm going to try and see if I can remember where we got the shells or the ritual the first time.
Merchants in Aureole.
We bought the shells on land.
Oh, on land. True.
Okay.
And then met your birth parents. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Fuck.
So.
Mayhaps would somebody still have... Sorry, I'm totally just the ladybug here. But maybe ladybug. Somebody still
Lavina
has...
Lavina still have a...
I don't have
oh,
a
Oh, no, you
have,
didn't have... You
I,
didn't need
I was a vampire.
Yeah.
I don't have
Fuck.
A shell.
But shell... Oh, I guess he
well, you
he
had to
won't
get
need
one.
A shell, and he doesn't need a
you
shell.
You had to get one for...
No, but he would have had one. But
Sweetie
he's
in a bubble
through.
Or something.
No, so you...
Oh, no, I did put Sweetie. The thing... So do what I have...
You had given her somebody else's shell after they did the ritual,
That's
so you
right.
wouldn't have it. No.
Shit. Okay. How did Sweetie get underwater, then? Because I'm pretty sure they did that underwater.
She had a little shell that she was breathing with.
Okay. But I don't have that shell.
Nope.
Okay, great.
It's been 16 years.
Hey, or Sweetie, so.
I don't have Sweetie right now. Take care of her. Don't werewolf her.
What?
He almost killed her one time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that was when I couldn't control myself.
That's fair. Okay. I guess I could just go to land and get one and then try and find you guys. How far is your play area from where I know the area?
Devin.
What?
How far?
How far what?
Would I be able to find it on if I just head towards the kingdom?
Probably.
You aren't exiled there, so you could just go.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah,
like,
I'm a welcomed guest. Okay.
Not. Yeah.
I'm gonna. A okay. I know what I'm gonna do.
Okay.
I don't remember what the place is called. That beach was at where we bought the shells, though. So I don't know how to ask this.
I don't really think you knew its name. It's just a beach, a coastside town
outside of
Ariel.
Ariel. Okay.
Do you remember?
Yeah. It didn't really have a name. We didn't never named it. We just kind of went there.
Yep. Okay. I'm going to have like a little makeshift map in my journal.
It's called Myrtle Beach. No.
Okay.
Go Beach.
Just the water level.
Redondo Beach.
Can you open me a portal to this beach roughly in this area? Nice guy. Please.
Yes, do the thing.
Thanks. This is so much nicer than last time, and you didn't even try and kill me.
I've never talked to him.
She gives you like a pained smile as you do the palm blood portal thing. Alright, portal begins to rotate, this time not filling with water, but like a little bit of sand comes through, and she says, "Oh, it's like a private beach in here."
I love her so much.
I do love her so much. Okay. So Lorian, we're going to get you a shell, and then we'll catch up with them.
Lucinda's what does that mean?
It'll help you like when we're underwater. Kind of, but not really at all. It's okay, follow me, you'll see.
Okay.
And I'm gonna go through.
Alright. Once you're through, you see a lot of people. Yeah, you see Jonathan's parents. You see a couple other people.
I'll punch him this time.
Thank you.
They look really
not my mom.
Confused upon seeing you. Two strangers drenched head to toe in blood.
Ew. She's a freak. I'm so sorry, the cat's being weird. Okay, what is it that I see? Or they see?
They see the two of you standing next to each other drenched in blood. A portal closing behind you. And you've got like sand sticking to you all because of the blood and stuff now.
It'll wash off. Just be patient. And I'm going to go to like the nearest shop I can to try and buy a shell.
He's staring wide-eyed at you, the shopkeep. He's got like a cool leather
vest.
The fucking...
What's apron?
Apron, thank you.
As you can see, I've had a very rough day.
He's just staring at you now, Kate.
You have one of those shells that can help you breathe underwater. Thank you. I'm just gonna put the change on the table. It's covered in blood and and I'm gonna take the shell.
Alright. That was good. You don't give him enough money, he doesn't care though.
Okay. It's all I have.
A most likely violent person just came and bought a shell.
It's enough money from when she bought it the first time, but inflation.
Yeah. Here, Lorian, hold this over your mouth as we walk underwater, it'll help you breathe.
Okay.
you see that guy hand you like a little leather strap to like put to wear it as like a mask.
Okay.
He's still staring at you, mouth agape, hasn't said a single word.
Thank you, sir. I'm gonna now help Lorian put the mask on.
He's staring at both of you.
All right, come on, Lorian, and I'm gonna start walking to the ocean.
Okay. I thought it was supposed to be rude to stare.
It is. He's being very rude.
So, little conundrum here. You, Jonathan and Drogatz didn't go to Ariel. They went to the marina that they used to play at as kids.
I would assume
you
that's
don't
near
know where that is.
Yeah, but I would assume it's near that.
Okay, but you don't know where it is.
I'm gonna look around.
It would be, if it's a marina, it's coastal.
Okay, wait. I know it's a marina.
Yes.
Okay, and a marina would not be underwater, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, I guess... Why did it teleport him underwater, then?
Yeah, also, she's currently the exact fish, science. So I'm probably going to meet her underwater.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Marigold isn't going to be exactly what you want.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the shopkeep.
Okay.
Actually, sir.
I have a weekly tea time now.
Is there a local marina near here, anywhere.
Bwah!
Fuck.
They understand common, though, so you can ask them to point to
them. You understand common. You understood me.
Bwah!
Here's a map. Could you point to any local marinas that might be nearby?
Here? He circles, like, 5 different locations.
Great. Very very helpful. Thank you. Okay. Thanks, I guess. That's all I got. Okay, Lorian, we have 5 different locations to try and find these people at. I wish I had a little bit more information about where to go.
I think it's somewhere in the ocean.
Yeah, you're probably right, actually. Thank you, Lorian. No. We're on the sand.
Covered in blood.
Covered in blood, still.
You're away from the shopkeep?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't hear this, but we, the audience, do. One of them, that barkeep, or not barkeep, whatever. That shopkeep guy turns to another resident of this coastside town and goes, "What a fucking weirdo." In perfect common.
Asshole. Well, I guess now that you have the shell, I could ask Marigold for help again. Might be the fastest solution, if not the most unpleasant solution.
She ain't gonna like that.
She's not gonna like that at all.
You're gonna have to promise her we can do it.
I definitely will. I'm gonna open a portal to Marigold again.
I'll visit with Jonathan.
Yeah, I'll visit with Jonathan.
Just two favorites come. You see, her kind of like visit. Just like lying on her back, floating in the water,
sunglasses on.
Yeah, just sunglasses on, a bathing suit. Like big bat wing sunglasses.
The like aluminum foil thing.
Yeah. She's got one of those. Yeah.
You seem to be enjoying yourself.
There is no sun. I don't know why I'm tanning. I'm also allergic.
Sometimes it's nice to imagine what it would be like. I've been a vampire long enough to understand that feeling. So you know where you sent Jonathan and my friend?
Yes.
Could you send us there now? We're ready this time.
Okay.
Is something the matter, my lady?
It is just that, don't worry about it. God stuff!
And then she opens the port. Well, you have to do the blood thing for the portal open.
Okay, I'll do the blood thing.
The portal opens. Water begins pouring out more, and she goes, "Oh, fun."
Well, if you need anything, let me know. And then I'm gonna quickly shove me and Lorian through the portal.
I love that image of Bale just doggy paddling through the water.
The portal closes, you see Bale doing, like, the big swan, strokes in the water.
Even though he could definitely just stand up.
Yeah.
He's having fun.
Sometimes it's fun, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Like a pool.
It's also faster.
Back over to the Eden POV. Not Eden.
This is bad.
Not Eden quite yet.
So, Chad, Afnir, and Anaya are about to be
overrun
by more of these people.
Mm-hmm.
As I ran out.
We're hopping in the whip.
Okay. Oh, yeah. The cart is, been newly outfitted with giant, thick, like monster truck-esque wheels made of these vines, and it is like ripping hell through the snow.
Love it.
Giant like avalanches of snow shooting out from the tires as you go.
Who's driving it?
Chad.
Chad is.
Chad's driving the whip. Hell yeah.
Anaya, are you here?
Anaya.
Jordan!
I was just muted, but I'm here.
Okay.
All right, we're ripping it through the snow, chasing after Jess.
Yeah. You see some Star Weavers and some of the Aurel Knights. They're like chucking spears and stuff at you. Or not spears, tridents. But they're ultimately powerless to stop this cart ripping through. And eventually, you catch up with Jess. He's like fucking full Terminator sprinting. And you are coasting alongside him. Not coasting, but, you know.
Jess, where are we off to?
You gotta move, Cap, sorry.
Tried again.
I say, calling to you through the roar of the engine.
I was gonna say it's gonna be hard for me to.
The
respond.
Engine's not roaring. It's pretty quiet, actually.
Pretty quiet.
It's magic.
It's like
magic.
An electric
fairy
vehicle.
Magic.
Like I imagine it just has like a whirring sound.
Yeah.
There's just a crumbling, slapping sound of snow getting
slapping?
Flung around.
Yeah.
Would you like to rest your
slapping?
Hands?
Slapping.
Slapping.
I. Can I even hear them with the speeds that we're going? Like, with the wind in my ears?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got, like, animal hearing activated.
Okay.
You're good.
I'm kind of just, like, locked in
on
where I'm going, so I don't even...
You don't answer me.
I don't even...
You got the owl statue under your arm like a football, just fucking...
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Ah! A tough crowd this time, I see. Fair enough. Afnir, Anaya, make sure that we don't get hit by any of those tridents.
I don't think they're catching up with us.
They're not.
They don't have a magic cart.
They don't.
I suppose
we won't have to worry about that.
On we go then. I suppose we're just going to keep following Jess. He ran off in such a hurry.
And as you say that, Jess is like picking up the pace and now outrunning the cart.
Yeah, I'm like kicking into third gear.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
Yeah.
Carts, pedal to the metal.
Like I'm fucking, this is like my angle towards the ground right now.
You see in the skyline ahead, the peak of that pyramid now breaking into view as you were almost there.
Sweet. Just pedal to the metal, white knuckle in the wheel, just like... Even bracing for it, like, we gotta get there.
A few minutes go by. Jess, you are now at the pyramid. What do you do?
I, like, sprint up to the pyramid, and I do, like, a jump, and I fucking kick the pyramid.
Okay. The cart does, like, an Akira slide through the snow, shooting snow up in the air. It looks cool.
I'm like, in the air with the snow, and I'm just like, whoa.
You're karate kicking the pyramid?
Yeah.
It doesn't break.
Like, I just did it just to, like, get Lorewise's attention.
Okay. You see his eyes open at the center of the pyramid, but he doesn't, like, move or anything. He's, like, frozen in there.
I take the statue and I hold it up.
Immediately, the entire thing, like, you see him go from his, like, sitting pose to, like, standing upright, and the entire pyramid shatters. It's, like, raining... Very like ice sprinkles.
It's like a full on Avatar state, like eyes glazed over white. Ooh, damn.
I'm gonna rush towards them now.
As the fucking pyramid is.
Like, yeah, watching it.
It's like
dust. Yeah.
As it crumbles down, I start rushing in towards you.
Okay.
Lorewise.
He's not standing on his feet. He is levitating, and he like. In an instant, just is yeah, like Omni-Man, yeah. He's just like, kind of breaks. You hear a boom as the sound barrier breaks as he gets up next to you, and takes the statue into his hands.
For sure.
Your meditation is over.
For sure.
We need you now. There's no other choice.
He takes the statue in his hand. Takes. A page from his like satchel thing that he's carrying, reads it aloud, and then the statue of Solomon turns back into. You're whispering into a microphone, so that's going to be audible on the thing.
It will be audible.
Anyway. It will be audible.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, he reads the thing aloud, and the statue turns. The gold fades back to the tips of the feathers, and Solomon is reanimated. You see his eyes go back to normal, and he is lowers to the ground.
I begin to go back to my regular form, and I'm kind of just like panting at all the energy I just exerted out of pure like adrenaline and anger.
How does exhaustion work in D&D?
I don't know, but we never use it.
But like, how do you get it, or what does it do?
You could just like impose disadvantage on like physical activity if you wanted to. But anyways, I'm kind of just like hunched over, panting, and I'm just like, I'm glad that you brought him back, but you can't go back into meditation. This letter, he brought it to me, and I'm just, like, panting, just hand it to him.
It levitates in the air and rotates around so he can read it.
I see.
He takes another page from his he's like a collection of books and shit in his satchel. Uh-huh. And he says, "Read this one."
I compose myself and I grab the page.
Okay. As you read into this language, that even though you don't know what language it's written in, nor do you really understand the words that you're saying, it just makes sense to you at that moment. And in front of you, a glowing portal, solid gold, appears in front of you.
This will take you to Eden.
Come with us.
I cannot.
You have to.
Why do I have to?
You were the only one stopping this from happening before.
And I'm trying to do what I can to make sure its cause is rooted out.
You already told us that that path was over for you. You said that you weren't going to meditate for much longer. You couldn't get your 15 years back. I just didn't say back. There's no point in starting again. We have another option. We have the bolt. Help us. And help Eden.
He closes his eyes, nods slightly, and then just through the portal. And all of you, like a gust of wind, it just blows you into the portal with him.
Doctor Strange portal yeah. style?
It's no. Like,
okay.
You go toward the portal. It doesn't come to you.
Okay.
No, us three on the other hand.
Different IP, actually.
Through the portal, all around you is chaos. At first, you think it's still snowing, as it was in the tundra where you were. But upon further inspection, it appears to actually be bits of ash falling. As you look up at the massive tree of Eden, and it is on fire. It's not completely engulfed because that fire would have to be tremendous. But the leaves, some of the branches, some of the base, different parts are charred and burned. Some of the massive chunks of bark are kind of like sizzling and falling off the tree. The tree is withering. And all around you can see these massive abominations rolling through and collecting more citizens of Eden.
Do I see anyone body back?
Immediately apparent, you see Jumna head to toe in steel plate armor, and he is just kind of bashing left and right the abominations. And as he hits them, they just kind of shatter apart into gore and viscera. And you see, back to back with him is Fargrim with his axe drawn, just hacking and slashing.
I don't have time to, like, really feel anything about my home being burnt down. I just instantly run. Do I see Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie is kind of like sitting on Fargrim's shoulders. I will say all is not lost yet. It's definitely not beyond saving. It is just in a state of disrepair right now.
I am instantly running to them.
Okay. You see Corey, she has her arm sort of in a sling. She's not fully healed from her last altercation, but even she has her sword drawn and is in this battle.
I don't even really have time to say anything to them. I just instantly, like, I'm not a frontline fighter, mm-hmm. but I grab my bow and I'm just taking shots.
Chad, Anaya, what do you guys do? Afnir, sorry.
Also shooting shots.
I run up behind everybody and I'm gonna start fucking playing. My loot, magical as it is, it instead of it coming out with a stringing noise, it's actually a slap along the side of the loot as a pounding war drum.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So this is going to be a big altercation, more so than can be done with like an actual round of initiative combat. So what I'm going to have you do now is
Warhammer style?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what's Warhammer style?
Well, like armies fighting each other. Like,
how does that work?
It's like groups against groups. And I don't, like, we don't have exactly Warhammer style. I don't know the entire way to do it, but it's like you roll for each, whoever's better.
I was just going to have you roll D20s, the three of you.
Oh, fuck.
Or four.
I'm rolling good.
Anaya, too.
I trust Anaya,
two of you.
Well, this one rolled a fucking nat 20 for you earlier, so.
That's true.
Chad dice.
Is that a
12? That's a
10.
12,
10.
11.
11.
10, 12, 11.
10, 11, 12.
Oh, fuck.
Or are these flat rolls?
Tell me
I think they're flat.
They're flat rolls. They're
flat rolls. One. Oh, fuck.
God
oh.
fucking damn it!
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Oh. Somebody's going to die from this.
Oh, man.
Player or what? Otherwise.
Somebody's gotta die.
Once.
Gonna die.
We didn't get a single roll over, like, 12.
Once the dust settles, the war drum emanating from Chad's loot slows to a crawl and fades into more of like a somber ballad. And the dust settles to reveal lying on the ground, ripped almost in half, is Jumna. And he is surrounded by a pile of 20 abominations that he has single-handedly ripped apart himself. Unfortunately, he was a casualty. Many of the citizens of Eden as well, obviously, are dead, but...
Can I see Estabella's corpse?
Yes.
Dude.
No!
Both of them.
Both
wars.
No.
There's not even any time to mourn. You see the people of Eden launching into action, using every method they can, be it magic, buckets, hoses, anything to put out the tree.
Jeez, man.
You're getting each other.
Okay. You don't see Elena anywhere.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna...
You see Charlie leaning over Jumna's corpse as well.
I can't mourn at the moment. I'm gonna head over to the base of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put my hand on it and try and commune with my mother.
Give me a DC 20 nature check.
God damn.
Damn.
I have a plus 4, so it's a 16 or higher. I got a 6.
Unfortunately, that's not going to do it. Well, not like an actual sound, but you don't feel that innate connection that you have whenever you have previously tried to speak to your mother.
I'm going to punch the tree, and I'm just like, please!
Do you roll again?
I'm not using this fucking dice. 18! That's not 18 total. I rolled an 18. That's 22.
18 plus 4, 22. With that, you hear very faintly, almost like at the back, very back of your mind, like you have to focus with everything in your being to hear this. And she says, "Goodbye, Jess." And as that happens, you see massive vines wrap all around the Tree of Eden. And it grows taller, bigger, and more beautiful than it ever was before. Massive, colorful flowers and leaves sprouting from all around the tree. The branches growing larger.
The doorway is now fixed back on its hinges. The tree is quite frankly just astounding. Yeah. And all around you as well. The grounds, the Garden of Eden, everything is like sprouted. Everything is like fully ripe and growing. Every plant, every flower, is fully in bloom right now.
So like everything just like surged back to life. All the fires just completely boom. Mm-hmm. Eden is looking prosperous.
Well.
Except for all the corpses.
Except for all the corpses.
Minus all of the gore well, and slaughter.
It is funny that you mention corpses because you see all around you vines wrapping around them and reclaiming them into the ground.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Estabella.
I like panic because she said goodbye and I'm going to try and commune with her instantly.
Nothing.
No.
Do you still have that mask?
Yeah.
Okay. You see it now as all of your friends saw it before. It is just a piece of bark.
I'm just like holding it to my chest and just cradling it. I'm just like, no, please, please, no.
While that was going on, I sought out Corey.
Continue. Perception check.
Perception.
DC 15.
Wiki. Is perception skill? Perception skills.
Can I help him by looking for him as well? With him.
Corey's a woman.
That.
I don't know. That
14.
No, you don't see Corey. Jess, you also don't see Fargo. Just see Charlie kneeling where Jumna was. And where Jumna was, there is a little tree that has sprouted out with his armor, kind of like resting on it like a stand.
I just don't even know what to do at this moment. I'm still holding that mask, and I'm just repeatedly trying to talk to her.
Alright. And unfortunately, it is 9:30 p.m., so I think that is where we're going to have to end this session for today.
Damn.
I'm really sorry to leave it on such a depressing
cliffhanger.
Note. Cliffhanger. But... what was that?
Me too, man.
Reaction to
that means that next session it can only go up from here.
That's true.
There's more people that he can kill.
Well,
bye.
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 Bye.